AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Germany, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with other military leaders about Ukraine.
So we've got to move at the speed of war. And I know that all the leaders leave today more resolved than ever to support Ukraine in its fight against Russian aggression and atrocities.
Austin says more help is on the way. The Russian military warned it could strike Ukrainian decision-making centers in Kyiv and wouldn't be stopped by the possible presence of Western advisors there. Russian President Vladimir Putin met in Moscow today with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He defended the war in Ukraine. Putin says, I say once again, those are desperate measures to stop the suffering of people living in those territories. Unfortunately, our Western colleagues chose not to notice it at all. Putin also said the current problem had risen from what he called a state coup in Ukraine in 2014. The mother of a 14-year-old Missouri boy who was killed while riding a 430-foot drop tower ride at a Florida amusement park says her son's death was preventable. Nikia Dodd sued its owner, manufacturer, and landlord, claiming they were negligent and failed to provide a safe amusement ride.
They can take the ride down completely, you know, just get rid of it altogether. That's too big of a risk. Not enough safety measurements.
The owner of the ride says all protocols, procedures, and safety measures provided by the manufacturer were followed. The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris has tested positive for the coronavirus. Government researchers say 3 out of every 4 U.S. children have been infected with the coronavirus. The figures come from a CDC study released today. It looked into the blood of more than 200,000 Americans for virus-fighting antibodies made from infections, not vaccines. This is AP News. Consumer confidence has dropped a bit.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index, which takes into account consumers' assessment of current conditions and their outlook for the future, edged down to 107.3 in April from 107.6 in March. The Business Research Group's Present Situation Index, which measures consumers' assessment of current business and labor conditions, also dipped modestly this month. The Expectations Index ticked up in April. Concerns about inflation retreated from an all-time high in March, but remain elevated. I'm Julie Walker.
A man in Florida was sentenced to 2 years in federal prison for using his estranged twin brother's stolen identity to get tens of thousands of dollars in military veterans benefits. Wayne Bowen pleaded guilty to aggravated identity theft. He must pay more than $63,000 in restitution. Bowen's twin lives in another state and confirmed that he didn't apply for any of the benefits. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.